What if everything you learned about building a business is backwards? Traditional wisdom tells us to write detailed business plans, raise capital, hire aggressively, and chase growth at all costs. Yet some of the most successful companies thrive by doing the exact opposite. They start small, stay lean, and question every must-do on the entrepreneurial checklist. This counterintuitive approach isn't just theory, it's battle-tested reality. Consider how Southwest Airlines ignored industry norms about hub-and-spoke systems, or how Netflix eliminated late fees when competitors couldn't imagine survival without them. These companies didn't accept real-world limitations. They rewrote the rules entirely. The dangerous phrase, "that would never work in the real world," isn't wisdom. It's fear disguised as pragmatism, used to dismiss ideas that challenge comfortable assumptions. Success leaves clearer lessons than failure ever could. When something works, you know exactly what to repeat. The shortest path to creating something valuable starts with your own frustration. When you solve your own problem, you have an immediate test subject and honest feedback loop. James Dyson revolutionized vacuum cleaners because his kept losing suction. Mary Kay Ash built a cosmetics empire after experiencing workplace discrimination. Personal pain points make the best product blueprints. Ideas mean nothing without execution. Having the concept for eBay is worthless compared to actually building eBay. The world rewards action, not intention. Many aspiring entrepreneurs claim they lack time, yet somehow find hours for television or social media. It's about priorities, not available hours. Use early mornings, late nights, or weekends. This natural filter separates genuine passion from casual interest. Constraints fuel creativity rather than limit it. Limited resources force ingenious solutions. Southwest Airlines operates exclusively with Boeing 737s, simplifying maintenance, training, and scheduling. Sonnets produce beautiful poetry through strict structural requirements. When you can't throw money at problems, you discover elegant solutions. Start with excellence in a narrow scope rather than mediocrity across many features. Your product improves through subtraction, not addition. Every business has an epicenter, the one element without which it couldn't exist. For a hot dog stand, it's the hot dogs, not the condiments. For a blog, it's the content, not the comment section. Identify your core and build outward from there. In early stages, avoid drowning in details. Sketch with broad strokes first, like using a Sharpie instead of a fine pen. This prevents premature perfectionism and keeps momentum alive. Details naturally emerge as projects develop, but obsessing over them too early creates paralysis. Decision-making propels progress more than deliberation. Rather than endlessly analyzing, default to action. Imperfect decisions can be adjusted. Stagnation guarantees failure. When Gordon Ramsay helps struggling restaurants, he trims bloated menus. Fewer items mean sharper focus and higher quality. Our instinct tells us to add more features, more options, more everything. But strategic subtraction, ruthlessly cutting what doesn't serve the core, creates space for excellence. Amazon focuses on constants that won't change: fast delivery, vast selection, low prices. These customer desires provide stability while industry trends shift like sand. Corporate documents create illusions of agreement without real understanding. Alaska Airlines designed its airport of the future by building a full-scale warehouse model where stakeholders could walk through and experience the space directly. Tangible beats abstract every time. Interruptions fragment workdays into useless segments. Peak productivity occurs during uninterrupted focus, often early mornings or late nights. Create quiet zones and replace instant messaging with asynchronous communication. Meetings are the costliest interruptions. A one-hour meeting with eight people consumes 8 hours of collective company time for questionable returns. Embrace good enough solutions. Political campaigns use simple, timely ads rather than high-production masterpieces because timeliness trumps perfection. Prioritize solving problems quickly over elaborate solutions that arrive too late. Build momentum through quick wins rather than long projects without visible progress. Break large projects into smaller pieces for accurate estimates. Boston's Big Dig Highway project ballooned from $2.6 billion to $14.8 billion, partly because its massive scope defied estimation. Long to-do lists become demoralizing guilt traps. Create smaller, achievable lists with the most important task prominently featured. This visual prioritization maintains focus while reducing anxiety. Copying competitors means missing the deep understanding that drives innovation. Surface imitation skips the layers of thought shaping successful products, resulting in pale replicas that always lag behind. Let others inspire while creating something genuinely original that reflects your unique vision. Make your product distinct by infusing it with values competitors can't replicate. Zappos differentiated through fanatical customer service. Polyface Farms stands out through sustainable agriculture practices. These companies offer philosophies, not just products. Having an adversary gives purpose and direction. Audi directly challenged BMW with billboard campaigns, sparking creative battles that benefited both brands by highlighting their distinctive attributes. Rather than engaging in feature wars, consider doing less but focusing on essentials. The Flip video camera succeeded by eliminating unnecessary features for simplicity and ease of use. Fixed gear bicycles appeal precisely because they lack multi-speed complications. Avoid obsessing over competitors' actions, which distracts from developing your unique vision. Define your own parameters rather than mimicking dominant players without understanding their underlying strategy. Embrace obscurity's advantages. It allows experimentation without public scrutiny or established expectations limiting you. Build an audience by consistently sharing valuable content through blogs, podcasts, or videos that demonstrate your expertise rather than paying for attention. Stand out by educating rather than marketing. Teaching builds deeper connections than sales pitches, creating loyalty and respect. Companies like REI thrive by educating customers through workshops and instructional content. Share knowledge openly, like celebrity chefs revealing their recipes. When you're genuinely innovative, this transparency doesn't threaten your position. It enhances your reputation and builds trust. Offer behind-the-scenes glimpses of your processes to humanize your company and showcase the real people behind your products. Embrace imperfections rather than projecting artificial polish. The Japanese aesthetic of wabi-sabi, celebrating imperfection, resonates more deeply than polished facades. Authenticity connects more powerfully than perfection ever could. Inspiration is perishable, a fleeting spark demanding immediate action. Studies show people who act within 24 hours are significantly more likely to complete their projects than those who delay. While ideas can be stored, inspiration's emotional power diminishes rapidly. Today's digital infrastructure provides unprecedented access to tools, markets, and audiences. Cloud computing eliminated expensive servers. Social media democratized marketing. Technical and financial barriers have crumbled, though competition has intensified. Success now depends on execution, authenticity, and timing rather than initial resources. The most successful entrepreneurs share one trait. They started before feeling ready. They understood that momentum often matters more than perfect preparation. In today's landscape, the biggest risk isn't failure. It's waiting too long to begin. The perfect moment is now, using whatever resources you currently have. Stop waiting for ideal conditions. They never arrive. The question isn't whether you're ready, but whether you're willing to begin today. Your future self will thank you for starting now rather than someday.